Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We have a tremendous man with us who has a heart of gold, recommended by entrepreneur and media advocate Michael Bellani. We have with us today one of Western New York's greatest philanthropists, Russell Salvatore. And he just told me before the taping that he's given $8 to $9 million to charity. Just a heart of gold, Russ Salvatore. Let me read a little bit about what Scott Levin wrote a few months ago about Russell Salvatore with a Channel 2 on your side. He sat down with restaurateur and philanthropist Russ Salvatore, who has a long history of helping out our local community. And what he found was that Russell Salvatore, 85 years old and arguably Buffalo's best-known restaurateur, says he wants to give away every penny he has before he dies. Russell left high school to work in the family restaurant and then decided to go it alone in the late 60s. He's aware of his reputation as the toughest and most demanding boss you could ever work for, but also admits his wealth did not happen by accident. Let's talk about the grand finale now. We're talking $8 to $9 million for charities in Western New York, upstate New York. Where did it all go? Where are you giving it to, Russ Salvatore?
Well, Brian, last time I was on the show, I told you how I broke my ankle and was in ECM hospital, ECMC. And at that time, they had small TVs, and they had to pay like $8.50 a day, $8.50 a day to turn the TV on. And then someone came in from Roswell, the same thing, they had to pay with a disease like cancer. And my goal before I hit the bucket is I want to try to make sure every single hospital in Western New York has all brand new TVs, and also there will never be a charge for a person to have them turn them on. So far I've hit the Catholic Health Hospitals. This past few months, I gave them $750,000 to Sisters Hospital, St. Joseph's Hospital, and Mercy Hospital. We're in the process of working with Kaleida Health. We're going to donate $1 million to them. We've already did Children's Hospital, and I'm finishing up with an agreement to do General Hospital, Millard Fillmore, Suburban, and DeGraff Hospital. You know, it's so funny that we were figuring out before I came here. I have done 10 hospitals with TVs and no charge. That's 4,000 TVs we have given to the hospitals. And we are pleasing and making over 100 million patients per year for free TVs. I feel so good about that, and I get so many thank you notes, and I want to thank the people that are out there for going out of the way to thank me for what I've done, Brian.
It's wonderful. A heart of gold, and Russell Salvatore is 85 years old. He's still working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's what keeps him young, both the hard work schedule and his giving to charities in Western New York. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the last 6 months. You talked about the TV sets.
Yes.
You've been giving to other projects in the last 6 months.
Well, we did a student commons at the Niagara University. We donated $250,000 to them. And what it is a big classroom for the students go in to read books, watch TV, and relax. It's like a nice big, and they have banquet facilities in that. I was out there the other day with Father Mahar and had a little party with him. I feel very good about that. That's at the Niagara University. And we're just doing a couple of projects that's completely different, and that's for young children. And in Grand Island, they have a baseball diamond there, and the baseball diamond is called Miracle League, and it's for crippled children that play baseball in wheelchairs. They needed a new infield, and they needed some fences and so forth. So I donated $200,000, and they got a field that they play. It's really, really heart-touching to see people play that are crippled people in wheelchairs. And next week, I have to be out there to throw the first pitch, and I feel very good about that because they call it the Russell Salvatore Miracle Field now. And that's one of the baseball fields. And we're in the I'm stuttering so much. I'm so sorry. I'm nervous today.
You're nervous because you're giving away all this money to help crippled children. That's a good nervousness. I wish I had that nervousness.
I better quit thinking about what I'm giving away. Maybe I'll talk straight, right? But then we're doing the Matherson McCarthy baseball field on Whirly Drive. I just built a brand new batting cage for them at $150,000. And they're in the process of remodeling everything, the stands, so forth. And as soon as they get permission, they're going to name that baseball field the Russell Souther Matherson McCarthy Baseball Field. So I'll be having my names all over between TVs and getting in trouble in the paper and everything like that. But I feel good about that. And my last project was the Gospel House. That's a St. Luke's Mission House. That's for young boys that get in a little bit of trouble. I built a home for them, $175,000, that they teach the kids. It's St. Luke's is a great, great organization for people that are broke and so forth. And I guess that's about it, Brian. I mean, I'll go to the checkbook and see if there's anything left, and can do a little bit more. I'm out there for the community.
They broke the mold with Russ Salvatore, and he's on the program at the recommendation of Mike Bellani, who also gives so much to the community. And I was very fortunate to be at a meeting with Russ Salvatore and Mike Bellani when we asked Russell Salvatore to be the key sponsor for the Friendship Foundation for their gala in October, and it took 2 minutes for Russ Salvatore to say, I'm in, I want to help those with mental illness. So just a wonderful, wonderful man. Why do you give so much? Why do you care so much? You could sit on a yacht, you could have an estate in Florida in 80 degrees all winter long, but you choose to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and then you give the money back to crippled children and other causes. Why?
I don't know. I've been blessed with the man up above making me the individual that I am. And I look at it, Brian, I've had quite a few good friends of mine that have a lot of money. And when they pass away, it's amazing how the families fight over the money. They go to states and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have made my mind up that my children and my family is all taken care of. I gave them what they had deserved coming before I die, so they could say thank you. If anybody's listening out there, believe me when I tell you, I talked to some very, very wealthy people that got 20 times more than I do. And they says the same question as you do. I've seen so many families, when you pass away, the first thing they want to do, how much did this one get? How much did that one get? And they argue. So I've made my mind up to give every penny, and by the time I pass away, it will be in either a foundation, a little left, and I have my great foundation manager, Mark Yerge. He knows what to do with it. And these things that I'm giving away got to be paid off over the next 8 years, and then I don't care if I've got a foundation. Everything is gone. I'll be gone, and I hope I leave a good name. Where would he say, Russ Salvatore? You got to remember, I tell people, he says, what are you doing? you're giving your money away. I tell him, no, it's not my money. You were here having dinner tonight, sir. That's your money. I got to thank you for patronizing Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. Without you people coming in here, I would not have the money to give away.
We're going to talk about Russell's Chops, Steaks, and More in just a moment. Our guest today, at the recommendation of Rainmaker of Western New York, Michael Bellani, we have with us Western New York's greatest philanthropist. He mentioned earlier on the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio that he is giving $8 to $9 million for the needy in Western New York State and upstate New York. A great role model for all of us who's worked so hard, and he is giving it all away to those in need. What a wonderful man. Just a plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. In fact, Russ Salvatore has led the Pulaski Day Parade many times in his Bentley. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Marissa Maruli, with her Alaskan adventure. Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy, Amherst Republican Chairman Joseph Hines, and Republican candidate for Governor Marcus Molinaro. Coming up, we'll have famous author Ron Kessler with the new best-selling book on Donald Trump, Congressman Chris Collins, and Mitch Flynn with the Ride for Roswell, all on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. A little bit more about Russell Salvatore, from the feature by Scott Levin, who's a good friend of Mike Bellani with Channel 2. And Scott Levin had this interview, and Russell said, I work from 7 p.m. to midnight every day, 7 days a week, 68 years, Salvatore says. I love it more. I love my customer. My customer became my family. It's stupid to say that, but when you come in, I light up like a light bulb. When Russell Salvatore started his charitable foundation, he began giving away hundreds of and millions of dollars to dozens of local charities and those in need. Our guest today, Russell Salvatore. To give this money, you have to make money. Let's talk about Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. What do you do there? Tell us about this dynamic restaurant that's made you millions to give to the needy.
Well, I get up early in the morning, I go in the kitchen, and I check every order that comes in the kitchen, Brian. My steaks have to be cut specially. They're 2.5 inches thick, and we serve nothing but prime. And if they're not that way, they get thrown back in the box and sent back. We've got a great reputation on service. Service is very, very important in the hospitality. Everybody's got good food. It's how it's presented. And I'm in my dining room walking around greeting people, how are you, shaking hands. We've become a special occasion place where you're going to go out for your anniversary or you're going to go out for a birthday. And I tell you, I get devastated if I ever hear someone complain that it was their anniversary. I go to that table, and I mean, they're never going to get a complaint on the food. I had a like last night, I had a busboy working for me. Everything was good. He went to the table and cleared the table off.
Yep.
And the couple just got done eating. They ate everything. The plate was good. The busboy goes and tells the customer, why don't you eat the plate? Well, let me tell you, I went crazy.
Oh,
I went crazy. I got a hold of a busboy, a nice kid. I says, why did you say that?
Yeah.
You know, well, anyways, believe it or not, when I tell you, I went to that customer, apologized to him, picked up their entire check,
oh,
and
my
gave
goodness.
Them a gift certificate to come back and try us again. I had a note today that they left me, thank you, Mr. Salvatore, for their busboy hurt us so much. His wife started crying. I mean, sometimes people that work for you don't know how to.
Now, what did you discipline the bus boy?
I disciplined him, and the poor kid started crying. He's really a good kid. I don't know.
A teenager. Yeah.
I don't know what made him say, "You should have eaten the plate too." You know, I mean, what a stupid. I corrected him.
Well, do you think he learned his lesson?
Oh, he learned his lesson.
Well, it's a tough lesson, but and an expensive one for pay for the dinner and a gift certificate.
Yeah, we make mistakes. I get my complaints. People, you know, I mean, I made a mistake once, and I mean, I tell you, I couldn't go to sleep. I tell you, the party come in, a party of four, and they sat there for like 3.5 hours, and I needed that table.
Yeah.
Well, I went up to the table and asked the people in a nice way, "Sir, can I buy you an after-dinner drink at the bar?"
Right.
And anyways, they got up, and the wife said, "This is the first time I have ever been thrown out of a restaurant." Well, let me tell you.
So what'd you do with that?
Well, before I went to sleep, they were from Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
Before I went to sleep, I called his cell phone.
Yes.
And I told him, "Sir, I will not be able to sleep unless I talk to you. I want to apologize. This is the first time in my 68 years asked someone to get up. I had pressure from the other party. Give me your address. I am going to send you $100 gift certificate and to come have dinner again on me."
And what did the man from Rochester say to Russell Salvatore?
He says, "That $100 gift certificate you're sending me, Mr. Salvatore, will go so far, I'll tell people what you did. I can't believe that you're going out of your way to call me." That's the type of individual I am.
Well, you're a big-hearted guy, not only to charities, but also to your customers.
Oh, yes, yeah. You know,
And I like it that you gave the busboy a second chance. You didn't fire him and throw him out.
Yeah,
that's very nice of you to give him a second chance.
Yes, he was a good kid. He's going to learn.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about your 85th birthday. You turned 85 recently?
Yes, April 13th, turned 85.
So what happened on your 85th birthday? What did you do for 85?
Well, I had 400 guests. We go to
400 guests?
At the Seneca Casino. We had a beautiful party there, not gambling. They closed down the Spur Lounge for me, and it's on a Sunday. And I get the whole area to myself and our 400 guests, and we had all kinds of food, drink, everything, orchestras, and everybody has a party on Russ Salvatore. You know,
and these are your friends?
All my friends. Well, are you kidding? They're my friends. It was April. I hope they were closer friends. I'm waiting for them to come in and buy a drink or something.
Well, I hope they buy dinner in your restaurant if you treated 400 people for dinner.
Oh, that was an expensive party, but I've been doing this for years. I like having parties.
But you don't hold it at your place. You go to the casino.
We go to the casino, yes.
Your place isn't big enough to hold 400 people.
It is if I close it right down, but I can't relax in my own place. I'd rather go to the casino and do it.
Very good. Now, I understand you're doing something with a Bills game in Miami. You do this every year in Miami. You have a big Russell Salvatore party with the Buffalo Bills.
Well, last year I didn't do it because I got very upset with the NFL, and I put an article in the paper. I told them that they had the party on New Year's Eve.
Right.
And so I had a pass. I've been doing the party for 30 years. This year, if anybody's listening, the party is on December 1st at the Blue Martini in Fort Lauderdale. You have to have tickets to be able to get in. So if anybody needs anything, they're welcome to give me a call, and I'll send them tickets.
And what is the cost of that?
Nothing. I pick up the whole tab.
Food and liquor?
There's not too much food. We started.
All right. Well, how many people do you have?
We end up with about 500 people at the
500 place.
Yeah, I end up.
I'm surprised you have any money left, Russell.
Oh, let me tell you, I am too. My gosh, oh my! We end up with a nice bar tab. I'll tell you. I won't quote how much we do on that one. Not as much as the charity, but makes a lot of friends with everybody.
I'd like to mention I have been before Russell Salvatore for a few charities. We honored him with the Eyes in America Foundation, Muscular Dystrophy Association, now Friendship Foundation for Mental Health, And every time I and Michael Bellani ask Russell Salvatore for help for needy charities, it takes 1 minute. He says, I'm in. He's a wonderful man, a heart of gold. And also, Russell said from our last time he was on the show, and we reach northern Florida, he got a call from somebody in Fort Lauderdale who heard the show. So if you're listening in Fort Lauderdale, Buffalo, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about Russell Salvatore. Again, recommended to be here by Michael Bellani, who's a premier public relations and advertising executive. And this was on Channel 2 with Scott Levin with Russell Salvatore. And he said, $1 million to ECMC, Children's Hospital, Kevin Guesthouse, Red Cross, Buffalo Zoo, Heritage Learning Center, Buffalo State, the Lancaster Boys and Girls Club, and the list goes on and on and on. Russell Salvatore giving $8 to $9 million for the people of Western New York. Now, Brothers of Mercy, I understand that you've been very good to Brothers of Mercy in Clarence, New York. What did you do for Brothers of Mercy?
I built them a new orthopedic room, and they name it the Russell Salvatore Orthopedic Room, which in the beginning I donated all the television sets. That's how I got close to them. And they had asked me if I would build an orthopedic room. I says, if you put my name on it, you got it built. And that's the last project we did with them.
Wonderful. Now, there's a big event, and Michael Bellani had me as a guest. I had a couple sandwiches at the event. I'm talking about Veterans Day of 2017. There must have been 500 people at the Veterans Park out front of Russell's Steaks Chops and More on Transit Road in Lancaster. And now I understand from Michael that you were going to build a strip plaza in front of your hotel and restaurant, Russell's Steaks Chops and More, and you tore up the plans for the strip plaza, and you felt a vision, a dream, that you wanted a salute to our veterans. Tell us what made you throw out the strip plaza and have a veterans park.
Well, I had the plans. It took me a few months to get them, and the bulldozers were out that morning. I live upstairs at a restaurant, and I have to be blessed again. The good man must have hit me in the head while I was sleeping, said, you don't need no more businesses. I ran there. I said, stop, stop, stop. I'm going to build myself a park. And everybody looked at me like, says, you pay $2 million for a piece of land to build a park. Said, I'm going to build a park to give it back to the community. And I'm going to name it Patriots and Heroes Park. My friend Charlie Sciotta gave me the idea, and we have memorials in there of 9/11, 34/7, the Battle of the Bulge. We have different memorials in there. And Brian, I don't know if you know this, but my mausoleum is in that park, and I am the only person in New York State that will get permission to get buried on a private piece of land, my mausoleum. And when I get buried there, I will give Russell's a little competition and lower the price of cocktails. How's that sound?
6 feet lower. But it is very impressive. You have a tank there. You have the Purple Heart. You have these great symbols of World War II and the different wars where we fought. Why do you love veterans so much, Russell Salvatore?
You know what? It's just that when we get a lot of them as customers, you touch their hearts. I mean, it's amazing. The Battle of the Bulge. I mean, I didn't know much about the Battle of the Bulge until Don Pruno started making the tank and that. And you're hitting people that've been in the service and that. It touches people's heart. It makes me feel good. There are so many veterans that I can't explain why I love veterans. They're just beautiful people.
All right, now I want to talk about another charity that Mike Bellani told me about, what you've done for Kevin Guesthouse for children with cancer, to give them the families a nice place to stay when these kids are getting cancer treatments at Roswell Park Cancer Institute. Why do you care about these kids who have cancer?
Well, it's the most horrible disease you can have. I mean, I've been in Roswell, and I see these people with this cancer. It's There's a Kevin guest house that's next door to us, and they bought this home, and they need somebody to remodel it for them. So they asked me, and they get, like I said, a drop of the dime. It's called the Russell Salvatore Kevin Guest House. And it's a beautiful project for all families that are going to Roswell that can't afford to stay at a hotel. They're visiting their people in Roswell, and they get to stay at the Kevin Guest House with no charge.
I understand that you got your shoes all muddy, your $500 shoes. You went there for a ceremony, and you got them all muddy.
You know why? I was helping them plant the flowers and hosing down the sidewalk with my suit and tie on. And it's so funny, the people at Kevin Guest House, I scored a lot of points. They says, look at this guy. He's all dressed up, and he's better looking than the gardener, for God's sake.
Now let's talk about the plaque. We have a couple minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states. There's a plaque at the Oshai Children's Hospital. What is this plaque about? Why is the Oshai Children's Hospital important to Russell J. Salvatore?
Well, the plaque at the Oshai Hospital is just, there's a, like my manager makes a nice thing what it's for. But we've, every hospital that I have done work for, and all the hospitals that we, they'll be all the, every one of them have a plaque hanging in them, letting them know what I did for each individual hospital. So there are plaques in all the hospitals. Again, I don't want to sound like I'm crazy. I do charity, but all the charity has to have my name on the wall or a plaque.
That's the only requirement. Nothing
that's the
else.
Only requirement I have. And mm-hmm. everybody's going, "Who?" You know, it's so funny. I got a guy come in last night, and he was from Pittsburgh. He says, "You got to be Russ Salvatore." I says, "Yes, I'm from Pittsburgh. You're a legend in Pittsburgh. Everybody's talking about you." They says, "When you get to Buffalo, you got to go to this guy's restaurant. He does more for people than anybody it is."
And he heard about that 4 hours from here.
In Pittsburgh, yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is, because, you know, you put your name on. Can't put things up and spend that kind of money and not want your name on it. I want to know them, know Russ Salvatore forever.
Now, you were honored by the Friendship Foundation that gives people a second chance who've had mental illness to train them to work again. Why do you care about people who've had mental illness?
Oh, again, yeah, someone's got to give them a chance. I mean, they straighten themselves out, and it's just another sickness that I care for everybody. That's not just a mental illness. If somebody needs a break, they come and see me. I give them the break.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Special thanks to Michael Bellani, Premier Public Relations and Advertising Executive, for recommending this program. Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the last 15 years. And we're so honored to have a true role model of Western New York who helps hospitals, nursing homes, the mentally ill, so many different charities, who's now going to in total give $8 to $9 million to charity in upstate New York. Russell J. Salvatore, a great hero of upstate New York. Thank you for enlightening us, Russ Salvatore. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.